Ready for the show? I'm ready to start.
10, 9, ignition sequence start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff. 32 minutes past the hour. Liftoff on Apollo 11. Tower clear.
Roger.
Well, greetings, my dear friends from all over the world, this galaxy and beyond, and the spheres, the astral realms, all the dimensions. This is Martin Horst speaking on ET Fierce Contact Radio via BBS Radio Station 1. Welcome back to the program, my dear friends. I do have a very special guest. Her name is Kay, the Intuitive Specialist, and she is the co-founder of Connect with Spirit. And Kay the Messenger is a world-renowned clairvoyant, a life coach, author, speaker, and spiritual teacher from Brisbane, Australia. Her remarkable relationship with spirit and her enthusiasm to inspire and assist others is what makes Kay so loved and admired by all. Her innate ability to bring through incredible details and accurate information from spirit has captivated clients and students from all over the world. Her lovable nature and capacity to understand and connect with her clients creates strong and often lifelong bonds. Many tell her that they feel like part of her extended family, and it's hardly surprising considering Kay's sincere desire to help people discover a more purposeful and rewarding life. Kay's readings, workshops, and products are in high demand, regularly sending Kay across the globe to assist those seeking direction and enlightenment. Working closely with spirit, Kay teaches to others to awaken and strengthen their own psychic abilities effortlessly. By simplifying the process and teaching easy-to-follow techniques, Kay has a tremendous success rate with all of her students, many of whom go on to be successful and inspiring readers themselves. Kay is a respected and recognized medium and channeler, delivering information from deceased loved ones to other non-physical beings. She is the founder of Connect with Spirit, and Kay is the messenger. In her readings, meditations, workshops, and live events, Kay channels a variety of spiritual beings who work with her for the utmost good of those present. Kay often refers to spirit as her best friends because she has had very close relationship with spirit from the age of 5. She doesn't call on them just for guidance in readings and workshops. Kay has embodied for her connection with spirit as part of her everyday life. That is why Kay, spiritual teacher, is the intuitive specialist. Now, I want to read a short testimony here from Williams, international recognized medium, Kay read for me earlier this year. She told me I would have to clean the slate with everything and everybody. Everything was going to change. She was right. I cleaned the slate with everything in my life and I'm happy about it. And that was a testimony from Lisa Williams, and she is also an internationally recognized medium. So without further ado, Kay, I want to heartfully welcome you to the program.
Well, thank you very much, Martin. Welcome to all the listeners.
Yes, and
so
welcome.
How are you today?
Today is a historical day, energetically, I believe.
Right.
Today I've been cleaning up many energies from people and things from the past. And I think today I cleared a lot of karma regarding my intimate relationships with people that I live with and that are around me and my family. And I believe that according to some information I read from the well-known 14th century medium Nostradamus, that today would be a day to remember. And
okay.
I don't want to go into the fear-mongering, but of course I trust the divine and I believe that everything happens for a reason. But I feel that today is an historical day, energetically speaking. What do you feel about today?
Well, I believe that every day is an important day because it actually molds us. And
mm-hmm.
and what we do with it, how we act, what we believe in, and what tools we take with it as well. See, everybody's searching at the moment, Martine, for life, for happiness, for love, for direction. And without knowing the person themselves, without really knowing themselves, they can't do all of those things until they let go of the past, until they clear up the karma, till they clear up the cutting of the cords, like you say. And, you know, it's so important. And I do it on a daily basis. I work with Archangel Michael to cut my cords. And, you know, when you come in touch with people who are not of the same vibration as you are, it can really rattle you. It can really, you know, not make ease in your life in that way. That's probably the best way to say it. So I just say a little prayer by just invocating Archangel Michael and asking him, please cut all cords now that no longer I need attachment to or that are not of me. See, you can say that we can get infected by other people, by their thoughts, by their actions, by their ways. And if we don't understand that part about ourselves, do we like it or don't we, then we can't move in life with these. And so these are the necessary tools that we take on board. So as I said, I invoke Archangel Michael and I teach my people to do that as well. And that's just simply by calling this angel and asking, please cut the cords. Please let go of my past issues. Please release any anxiety that I have. And I teach my people this again and again and again because every day we are faced with objects in front of us, challenges in that sense, obstacles that sometimes are not ours to actually face. So, and we need to identify that straight up. Is it ours? Should we work with it or shouldn't we? And most of the time we can say, you know, 80% is not ours to deal with. It is somebody else's issues. So for you having this day saying, okay, I'm getting rid of my karma, I'm releasing things, I'm letting go of the past. And, you know, letting go of the past is really important because we learn from the past. And, you know, there's no mistakes, there's just lessons. But if we continually hold on to the past, we can't actually deal with the present and we certainly can't focus on the future. So I'm not saying to people that they can't recognize the issue or the pain that might have caused them things in the past, but they need to say, okay, it happened, but it is past. And when you work with the guides and the angels, they will say all the time, okay, let's deal with this now. Let's get rid of this past issue. Let's move on. And often my clients will say, but you don't understand. The past, you know, it's made me who I am today. Well, no, you can have choices of who you want to be today. That if you had drama in the past, it doesn't mean that you have to have drama in the present or drama in the future. So it's time to really say, okay, past is past. And we can clean it up, we can hold on to it if we wish to, but holding on to it does not serve us. And the angels are very good with sending lots of love to us to heal those situations in our life. The spirit guides, now I'll just quickly explain to you, Martine, and your listeners, that the angels are full of love and energy. They're from God, and they don't understand the drama in life for us. Where the guides and angels have not lived lifetimes before. They have not lived on this earth. So they are celestial beings full of love and light to help guide and protect and love. The spirit guides, they're very different. They've lived a lifetime already. They've crossed over and they've understood how this world works. So our guides can literally kick us up the butt. And yes, they'll love us as well, but then they can also turn us upside down and in a total different direction and say, come on, get on with it. So, and wouldn't you agree that sometimes, Martine, you probably found in your own life you've really, really struggled with a situation, but you've kept having doors or avenues opened up to you that you thought, but I want to stay here, but everything in the universe is showing me to go there. Would you agree on that?
I do completely.
Yeah.
I say also that when you release energies by indeed cutting the cords and asking Archangel Michael to help you with that.
Yes.
But I think that's a very important issue that you brought up. I think it's brilliant because the energy of Archangel Michael is so strong. And
Sorry, he is the one who fought Luther. So, you know, he is the one that stands beside God. He is the one that has the power for courage, the power to enrich your life in that way and to move you. So if we call on him as we call on God, then we know that we're actually stepping in that power.
Yes, we are. Now, I want to tell the listeners that if you have a question to me or to Kay, you can call toll-free if you are in the US or Canada. The number is 888-627-6008. And if you are calling internationally from another country, then the number is 001 for the United States, 530-762 2091. And you can find those phone numbers on bbsradio.com. And if you're listening from station one, the numbers are written there. So don't hesitate to call and ask questions. So, Kay, I feel also that your energy is actually calming me and giving me a feeling of comfort and trust, and I do feel that we are actually, with this radio broadcast, sending enormous amounts of love to all the listeners in the world. And I want to thank you for being here, because it's really amazing, and I do have a very good feeling. My crown chakra is open, and I feel your love and I feel your energy.
Well, thank you. I got up very early this morning and I stepped into meditation, as I always do, and that is my daily ritual. And then I do all my prayer work, and my prayer begins with giving love, sending out healing to the world, and then I actually put in my intention for the day. So my intention is, as always, that my day goes well, that I can help and heal whoever I come in touch with, and that I can offer guidance. You know, I'm 50 now, And I struggled my whole life with really who I was, because I had this gift of hearing, seeing, feeling things about people that I didn't really realize until I was about 25 and then went into business in 35. So, you know, I've struggled with the upset part of who's going to really understand me, who's going to really love me, who's going to even like me because I am different. And then I realized I'm no different to everybody else. I just have a different format of my life, and I have a different love for the people that I work with upstairs, and that's my guides and my angels, my deceased loved ones, God himself. So I became totally immersed in an intimate relationship with these people upstairs to help me decipher who I was in this life, where my steps were, what my place was. And I've come across many people in this journey that have struggled with, well, I know things, I feel things, I hear things or I see things, but I don't have anybody to talk to. And when I meet people like that, I always say to them, welcome home, because you are family. We're all starting to connect. And as I said, you know, this world is really struggling, and people are trying to find out who they are. And when they connect in a spiritual energy, then it is family. It is family. And that's when you can say, welcome home. And people just light up. It's like they just turned on the switch. And then they have so many questions and they have so many feelings, and it means that we're connecting to our soul groups that we actually lived with up in the heavens before we decided to come to this earth. And so that work that I was doing this morning was connecting to you, connecting to your listeners, connecting to God. I ask every day, God, be in my steps. God, be with me with everything that I do, because it is that source of love, it is that source of light that we need in our life, because it's really who we are in the first place. And I'm sure you would agree with that, Martine, that you walk this way in your world as well. But you're very curious. You want to know more. You want to be more. And that's the greatest thing that you can have about yourself, because it means you never grow old, you never grow tired, because you keep wanting to learn.
That is so correct. And speaking about learning, I believe we all have the infinite potential to learn. And also we can learn how to learn. Because when we are having an open mind and when we concentrate on the ability and the potential and the propensity that we have the ability to learn, then life becomes so interesting. And indeed, we never grow tired, because we can observe every situation. When we observe it from a distance, we can observe every situation that occurs in our life as a matter of a lesson that we can learn from and enrich ourselves from, and try to solve that problem. If there's a problem that is approaching, then we can, when we keep our energies high and in a loving state, we can transform this problem into something positive.
That's right. You know, often people forget to bring source into their life when they've got a problem, when they're struggling. And usually they'll say, well, I've done everything else, now I might as well pray. And, you know, God himself says, well, geez, thanks. You know, I want to talk about this God, because people in religion get so confused with, but we must fear him, you know, we're not even worthy of him. That's just not so. If you brought him into your life like your best friend, you would understand him in a greater capacity. And that's what I learned. And when I was little, I went to a Sunday school, and, you know, I already knew things that I couldn't possibly have known. And I would sort of spar with my teacher, and she would say one thing and I would say, no, that's not right. And I would talk about angels and I would talk about God, and she would say, well, how do you know about this? You're too young to know about this. And I would say, I don't. And so my father would say, you know, he had this little saying, Miss Know-It-All, you just think you know everything. And I didn't know everything, but I was able to say things And I didn't believe that you needed to fear God the way religion was saying to. And so that was my and I remember sitting with in school we had spiritual classes, well, you know, religion classes. And I begged to differ with the minister that came into the classroom about something. And he called me up and he sat me on the desk, and here I am just swinging my legs and talking to him. And he said, where do you get this stuff from? How do you think you know what an angel is or what God is? And I just sat there and said, but doesn't everybody know what God is? Doesn't everybody know what angels are? So, and our upbringing, you know, for when we were that young, it wasn't as open spiritually as it is today, because we have so much of the New Age information and we have a lot of people crossing over in that sense. But really, it's all the same. It's just how you work with it. If you use spirit as your friend, you know, God is spirit. The spirit guides are spirit. The angels are spirit. So, and then we are spirit. So that is the connection that we, all of us have. And, of course, we're all psychic. And that's what I tell every person that I meet. No, you're psychic. You have an intuition. You have a gut instinct on certain things. You talk to yourself in your head. You hear voices when, you know, you're arguing with yourself. So we are all intuitive. And we just, it's up to us how we open that even more. And I'm sure in your life, Martine, you have done step by step with that as time has evolved for you in that way.
Yes, indeed. Life is a surprise. And I also say to people, it's wondrous that you say that, Kay, that everybody is a medium, everybody is a channel. Yes. It's just that people forget about it. People forget their ability and their psychic abilities, that everything is possible. And the sky is not a limit. There is no limit. Because no. I see life as learning, and every day we acquire experiences and grow spiritually. And it is amazing to see that in this lifetime we can learn things, but in our past lifetimes and in our coming incarnations as well. And I see spirit or soul as is the essence of what we are. I see us as divine beings returning to source between incarnation to explain what we learned and to get our new assignment by our higher self in the temple of the soul and come back to Earth or another planet and to fulfill that next lesson, that next journey that we want to experience and to learn, to evolve further as a soul, and to evolve in love, and to love, and to see that we are all connected and there's no separation. And indeed, religion is creating separation with people. So I hope that also in the churches and mosques and temples and synagogues, I truly hope and pray that people there will realize the infinite potential of what we all have and that we are all connected.
I agree with you. And I feel that if people could understand that the source of the universe is of love and abundance, then there wouldn't be the hardship that is created here. You know, we all do it through our lifetime because it's the experience, it's the lesson. There are no mistakes, there are just lessons. And how we act upon those lessons, or how we let go, how we cut those cords, how we forgive, is up to us. So, and as we support ourselves in love, then we can support others in love. And, you know, you don't have to go to church to believe. You must believe in your heart, in your spirit, in your mind first to be able to connect. And then through that connection, you'll meet other people who are on the same wavelength as you, who feel the same, who want to learn the same, who can offer something also. And that is where we exchange. That is where we are all teachers. A 5-year-old is a teacher. An 80-year-old is a teacher. A 23-year-old person is a teacher. We all have something to give. And it's then determined of whether you learn something greater and become an expert in that, or whether you just go along in the world and happy to little deposits of seeds of knowledge here, there and everywhere. And there's lots of people like that. So, you know, everybody is their own person. They have their uniqueness about themselves, and we have to learn that. And it can be intimate, or it can be just in friendship, or it can be just that very moment where you become the earth angel to another person, or another person becomes that earth angel to you, where they will just say something that will just be so profound or move you in such a way that you just all of a sudden, again, as I said, the light bulb goes on and it makes all the difference. Everybody is searching for knowledge in one way or another. How to become better, how to lessen things in their life, how to attract a lover, how to find a new job. We're all learning. And, you know, my job is to connect to spirit to help them learn in a greater capacity, because spirit is not interested in anybody having hardship or delay. You know, they are very quick to say, nope, we've got to fix this problem, we've got to let go of the past, we've got to move in that direction, and so on. Then they don't have, I never have a guide who says, oh, well, your life is just damned, so poo-hoo, you know, we'll just leave you there and sorry about that. I never hear from a spiritual guide saying that for a person here on this earth. They always, always say, okay, this might happen to you, yes, but we can turn it around and we can fix this, we can move this, we can guide you to another person, we can get you into another marriage, we can get you into another job, you know, you can go on a holiday. There's all those things that spirit will continually give you so that you are continually progressing in life. There is no need to sit still unless you are going the wrong way. And I'm sure you have found the same thing in your life, Martine, that when things are going wrong, you have to sit still, recoup, redesign it, rework it, open up a different door, and then everything opens with ease again. And this is the problem that people are having today in the world, impatience. And look, I'll put my hand up there. I can be very impatient at times and I can get slapped quickly by my guides as well. But if we can use that energy of want and desire into the right focus, then we can get where we want to. So say, for instance, if a person wants to be a horticulturist, but, you know, dad says they have to be the doctor. Well, if they really, 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 really want to be the horticulturist, they're not going to do good as the doctor. They're going to have hardship in that profession because they're not meant for it. Because when you really, really, really want something, that's truly who you are. Have you really, really wanted something, Martine?
Yes, all of my life, in fact. And what I truly want, Kay, is to become fully integrated, that all my multidimensional spiritual bodies and astral bodies integrate into my physical body so that I can become the fullest potential of what I am.
I believe everybody wants that, but the expectations can be very high. And because in this lifetime, it might not be that they have everything that they think they need. It can be the next two lifetimes in that sense that they will discover even more. So sometimes, you know, I have a saying, don't force that square peg into the round hole. And some people get very frightened. If I don't do everything in life now, you know, I won't be anything. And that's not so. You know, your path is still in its destiny plan, and we can go off the rails at times. We can go on the wrong, off the wrong track, you know, and then we can get back on the right track. So it just depends on how you perceive it, who you meet along the way, and how you find it comes back to finding you, knowing you, and saying, well, if this is what I want, and if I want to go 150% on it, you have to find other people who are exactly the same, because if you don't, then you're not going to be enriched. You're not going to be challenged. You're not going to be given that strength to go further and further. And this happens a lot in relationships where people say, but I thought you were happy. Like, can't we just sit at home and watch videos? And the other person says, no, I want to learn. I want to experience. I want to do more things. Well, you know, so that person has to find the other people that are just like that. And this is what I'm saying about soul groups. More and more now we're finding our own soul groups where we connect and go, oh, hello, I'm home. You understand me. You know who I am. And then you step up and the learning becomes even greater and more fulfilling. And that's what you've been doing. You have been the sponge that has been soaking up all of the information that you can get, and it's still not enough. You're still feeling as though it's not enough. So because it's not enough, you have to know you're on the right track, because you're going to keep asking. You're going to keep working with it. You're going to keep searching. You're going to keep meeting people that will actually fuel that desire that you have. Congratulations, Martin.
Well, I try also to do it step by step, you know. Not everything at once, but every lesson I learn, I do try to master every aspect of life, everything that we can learn. Indeed, as you say, not to take too grand leaps, but to follow your intuition and to grow and to see that everything is a challenge where you can learn from. And now, Kay, I want to ask you, how do you conduct advice to people, and how can people connect to you for a session if they want to, and how can, what can people expect from your guidance?
Right. Well, first of all, they can go online and see my website, which is www.ktheintuitivespecialist.com. And there is the booking sessions, and you can pick person to person if you're in the country. I'm in Australia, Brisbane. And or we can do Skype, or we can do email readings. And in all of those readings, it is recorded, so it's sent on to the person after the session. And people often say, well, how can you do an email reading? And I say to them, well, it's easy. I don't need you in front of me. I just need your first name. And with email readings, I ask people to ask questions that they, because let's face it, we all have questions and we all want answers. So sometimes there's people who don't want to know who their spirit guide is, or whether their dead father is trying to connect with them. They just want to know, are they going to get the job, or are they going to get married, or, you know, are they having the baby? Those are the usual questions. And so those email readings are actually built for that. You ask the question, I will answer it. And I simply connect to spirit and away we go. Now, spirit knows exactly who that person is. And I love it. I absolutely love it, because it's the absolute belief then for the person of, oh, my God, I didn't even meet her. I didn't even sit in front of her. And yet she knows me. And often people are quite shocked that they ask a question and you'll get the answer, but you'll get a whole lot more that'll go with it. And that's when people really know, wow, she's really connecting to somebody else, because she wouldn't know this stuff. And, you know, I don't want to know everything about the person, but if spirit wants me to know about it, they'll tell me. And so, and often people, you know, they'll write about, well, where's my love? And you know, and we'll say, well, spirit says you got to do a few things in your life first before you can actually get your love. You see, you've been going down the wrong track. You know, you don't love yourself enough. You've got to change jobs to move into the other area. And in that other area, then you'll meet this person. And that's how the big plan works. So, you know, doing one-on-one with people, I've been doing for 13 years now in business. And in that time, I've also been teaching. I've done product, of course, writing my book, Dating the Messenger, regarding relationships, because at the end of the day, I'm human like everybody else, and I went through things when I didn't listen to my guides. And since then, I've understood, no, I need to listen to my guides. And, of course, you know, I can sort of spar with my guides in my own life, but when it comes to working with people, with their spirit guides and connecting to my spirit guides, it's all about them. It's not about me. It's all about them. And spirit can answer every single question. There has never been where I can say, I don't know. Spirit's not saying. It doesn't happen that way. Spirit talks fast. They give lots of information. They'll talk about things that you didn't even want to talk about. You know, they're full on in that way. And, you know, the deceased loved ones are getting more vocal because people are in such hardship of losing their deceased loved ones. So they're coming closer to the veil. The actual, you know, universe is opening up more. It's a thinner veil to connect in that way. And that's how I work with spirit. It's a process of going into meditation first and believing that all the right guides will be with me for that person and that they give everything that they need to so that that person can walk on in their life. And there are times that people don't like what they hear. Well, they'll say, well, I didn't ask about that. I didn't even, you know, you didn't even have to go there. And I said, but if I went there, it's because the guides wanted to, because you needed healing, you needed shifting, things needed to be changed before you could move on in that way. And, you know, it's like a counselling session. You know, it's like, you know, people when they go to the hairdresser, they'll tell the hairdresser everything. All right. Well, it's the same like the clairvoyant, the psychic. They'll tell everything when they connect with you, when they feel for you, when they think this is the right person for me. And often people will say, you know, I kept going back to your site. Or, you know, one lady said to me, I opened up this book and your card was there. I can't believe it. I had just asked the universe, geez, I really need some advice. Who can I go to? And here's this card in the book. And the book was nothing to do with me. It was just somebody had put the card in there. So spirit will always bring the people who need to be, you know, connected in that way and to get the best information, of course. And that's what I'm here for.
Yes, indeed. And are people contacting you from all over the world, Kay? From yes. All continents?
Yes, all countries. I read at 2 in the morning and, you know, 11 at night and 7 and whatever in that sense with all the time differences. So, and as I said, for some people they won't get up early or they won't stay up late. So they will do an email reading with me and they'll just send the questions and then I just send back the answers to them. So you book online, it's all easy. You can determine where and when you want it and what service you want in that sense, in that way. I do coaching, life coaching as well. I do business coaching, you know, it's more and more businesses are in trouble these days or not knowing how to work with their employees. I can look at a picture and straight away say no or yes, you know, this person's right for you. I work that way with other people. I actually, many years ago, I had this lady come to me and she said, oh, I believe you read from pictures. And I said, yes, I can do that. And she said, I don't know how you do that. And I said, well, we just tune into spirit and we ask, who are these people? And so she pulled out this great big picture with all this ornate picture frame around it and she plonked it down on my table and she said, read my family. And I looked at the picture and I talked to spirit in my head and I said to her just calmly, I said, well, why would you want to know about these people? They're not even your family. Spirit tells me you bought this at a garage sale because you liked the frame. Oh, she said, well, she said, you are good then. Well, I'm very pleased that spirit was cheeky that way with it. And then she brought out the proper photos and we just listed them one at a time. So, you know, there's an art in reading from pictures. There's an art in holding a particular item and getting a message, a ring, a watch, a pen, anything in that sense. I've had people bring jewelry from deceased loved ones so I could connect more. It's part of it. The tool in that sense to read in that way, but it's not necessary. All you have to do is tune in on the name, ask spirit, and away you go. But you can certainly get far more information as you tune into the aura reading of the photo or the aura of the actual item in that self. So, and, you know, I just learnt these along the way. I went through a stage in my life that I didn't know if I was going to be accepted in the world like this, because there was a lot of judgment regarding this kind of work. And I had a real meltdown. And in that year, I actually had an OCD. I couldn't leave the home either. And I got really paranoid about certain things, and I had some issues with a client who I actually opened up a can of worms, and then there was a threat, you know, against me. So it closed me down for that year. And in that year, you know, spirit just worked and worked and worked. I meditated, I asked, I talked, I read the cards, you know, I did all that I could. And in that year, I learned more about God as well, because I really was mad at him, because I thought, if you made me this way, why do I have these issues? Why do I have this judgment? Why do people feel that I'm different? You know, I'm either the best friend that you want, or I'm taboo. And that was really difficult for me. But in that year, oh, my God, did I learn. And I'm so grateful for that, because that made me who I am today. And, of course, every year you go on with this, you learn more, and, you know, your tools are different depending on how many guides change with you, because they do shift. You have your main guides, and then you have extra guides for things that you're working on, et cetera, in that way. So, you know, and if you could imagine the realms upstairs of just millions and millions and millions of personal assistants for you. That's how I describe them. They are personal assistants to us, that if we tap into them, then they'll give us the answers. They'll work for us. They'll do things for us. But if we don't ask, if we don't pray, if we don't set intention, then we can't get that information. So, and for a person who says, well, I'm not intuitive, but I said, well, yeah, but spirit says that you keep seeing the number 3 and you work with the number 9 and you do, you know, these sort of sequences all the time. And they go, oh, my God, I do. So there you go. You're intuitive. You're already, perhaps unknowingly, but picking up certain things in that way. So, and when you start working with people in class, well, you should see their faces, Martine. Oh, my God, I'm a psychic. I'm a psychic, they say. And, we, you know, I hooray them, I clap, I congratulate them, because, yes, now they've found who they are and their talents. So, you know, and there's other people who don't want to do anything like that. They just want to, you know, have a reading with me on a monthly basis, a 3-monthly, 6-monthly, yearly, whatever in that sense. So I see all walks of life. And lots of people say to me, oh, you have no idea what my life is like. And I say, well, let me tell you what I get from spirit. And they sit there, and, you know, there's times where they sit there absolutely speechless, and there's other times they just can't control themselves. They're crying, they're all of a sudden got their best friend in front of them that they can say anything to and know that they can walk away and it's sealed. And that's the important thing too. Everything is confidential here. So, but, you know, guides can talk to other people. Guides can give information. We have, as I said, millions and millions of personal assistants up there. So as we tap into them through meditation, or since just simply asking, walking your day with them, you know, you will get that information. And I just fine-tune it more and set a task. And often too, spirit sets tasks for the people who have readings. Well, you know, you've got to do A, B, C, and D, or 1, 2, 3 before you can get to that next part that you really want. And that's usually when it comes to relationships, when people are finding love. There's always reasons why they haven't found love and what needs to be changed in that sense. And often they don't want to hear that. They say to me, look, hey, just find me a husband. And, you know, spirit can find you a husband, but then a year later they can come back to me and say, oh, okay, get rid of him. I can't stand him anymore. So, you know, we have that happens, and we have the joy of births, and we have, you know, the upsets of death. And but you know, people ring me and they say, well, my mum just died. And I say, great, do you want to hear from her? Let's tune in. I don't say, well, I'm sorry about that. I say, great, I can connect you. Do you want to hear from her? What's your question? And that's how people are starting to get more connected to spirit and working with it in that way and believing it. I mean, it's all over the internet. It's all over the television. There's people everywhere that are showing us in the world that there is something else out there that we can tap into. And so for those – sorry.
Yeah, I wanted to say, isn't that beautiful that now the world is opening up and all the messages from Spirit are coming through to many people, and I truly believe that is amazing.
Yes, yes. And I have many people who want readings on why do I hear these things in my head, or why do I see these things in my dreams? And, you know, Spirit's like, oh, great, another one that we've collected, you know, another one that we've brought home who's now asking, why do I feel these things? Why do I see these things in that way? So, and so often, you know, and there's been a few times actually where I've done readings and I say to the people, well, you're just as psychic as I am, but you're afraid to actually say. So let's get you out of that fear factor and let's put you, you know, into the part of life that you really need to be and feel okay about it. There's lots of very good psychics out there who will never claim it, never, ever claim it, and miss out on the most beautiful parts of life because of it. Because I tell you what, it's so rewarding to see somebody shift because they've had guidance that's made all the difference in their life, all the difference. And not everybody takes that guidance. You know, they'll say, oh, thanks very much, see you later. You know, and a lot of people hop. They go from psychic to psychic to psychic to psychic, and they still won't listen to what Spirit says. And I do have people say, you know, I've been to the last six psychics and they say the same thing. And I say, well, then you better listen. If they keep saying the same thing to you, you have to listen. And, you know, there's times where people don't want to. So Spirit will talk about anything and everything. They will talk about rape. They will talk about the infected toe. They will talk about the father that's cheating. They will talk about the three babies that are coming. They will talk about anything and everything. And when you learn your craft, and to learn the craft is to believe, is to love Spirit. As I said before earlier in the show, the intimate relationship with Spirit is so, so important. And actually, I've made them first in my life for a very long time now, and it hasn't always made other people happy. You know, my often I say, well, Spirit says, and they say, well, geez, Kay, haven't you got anything to say? Well, of course I've got something to say, but if Spirit is giving me the message, then I give them that in saying Spirit says, and I work that way. Yeah. So I've worked with 5-year-olds. I've worked with 80-year-olds. I've worked with people on their deathbed. I've worked with all walks of life, and I've had the most amazing journey. And the interesting part is that, you know, we're all human. We're all human. We're all walking a life.
Yes. Now, Kay, I want to ask you a personal question, can I?
Yes, of course.
Okay, now here's the story. Back in 2005, I was living in my apartment in Antwerp, Belgium, for my studies. I lived there. Now, I lived in a street called the Anthony van Dyck Street, and Anthony van Dyck was a painter, an artist in the 15th century in Belgium.
Yes.
Now, the interesting thing is coming now, because I was reading a book from a psychic that lived in the 30s, 40s, and 50s in the Netherlands. And he is considered to give the most profound information from spirit from all mediums that ever lived in the Netherlands.
Right.
And I was reading a book with 1,000 pages where spirit is guiding this medium through the universe. The title of the book is The Origin of the Universe.
Right.
Okay. Now, in the third part of this book, it's a trilogy. The third part is called The Astral World.
Yes.
And the spiritual guide that is bringing all this information to this medium in these books told and revealed to the reader and to himself his last incarnation on Earth.
Yes.
Who he was.
Yes.
And he said, I was the painter Anthony van Dyck, Sir Anthony van Dyck. Now, I just moved to that street, the Anthony van Dyck Street in Antwerp, and I was reading that on my house. My address was Anthony van Dyck Street 34, and 3 plus 4 is 7, and I'm a 7. And yes. I couldn't believe what I was reading. Now, my question to you via spirit is, What is my connection with Alkar? That was the name of the spiritual guide, and Anthony van Dijk, and my life in Antwerp, because now I live back in the Netherlands where I grew up. But what is my connection with Sir Anthony van Dijk, the famous painter?
Well, the first thing I get from spirit is that your connection in all of that was to believe, to actually be blown away that there was this triple connection in that way, and that it was perfect timing for you. Spirit also shows me that in that time you were struggling with what comes next in your life. You were studying. You were trying to evolve even more, and you were, again, the sponge that was just sucking in everything. But most of all, Spirit's saying it was a creative time for you. And, of course, we know a painter is creative. A painter can be very eclectic in their life because that's all that they consume. And at that time, for you, Martine, you consumed the learning of life, but you didn't have the creativeness to come with it, and that's where you struggled. So that's why that was all coming together to see from a different aspect, and I believe from spirit you did. I believe in that time that you lived there, you grew very quickly and you grew in a different path. You walked a different path then. So, and wouldn't you say it was a very good time for you when you were living there? There was an emotional side to it, but it was also a coming together of everything. And so, therefore, there was no mistake that you were reading the book. There was no mistake that you were tapping into that other guide. There was no mistake that it's the seven. And, of course, seven is the godly number of creation. And then no mistake that you're living on the actual street, so that you have a belief structure put in you that, oh, my God, there's more to this. There is always a divine plan. Wouldn't you agree?
I totally agree, and that's what I figured as well. Now, yeah. I want to thank you for being here, Kay, and I want to ask the listeners and thank the listeners for being here. Now, on the website that you're looking at right now, my friends, on BBS Radio, there's a donate button. I do have autism, and I have a monthly benefit from the government. I do this radio service for free. I have a very small income, and I need really your help for paying my bills. And so feel free to help me out financially on the donate button. Kay, the intuitive specialist, was my guest on the radio here on BBS. Next week, I will have another guest, Kevin is his name, and I will just quickly check, because it's very important that you tune in next week, next Thursday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, and I always have a guest when I can, and I love you all, and I send everybody love and light, and Kay, I want to heartfully thank you for being here, and I wish you love, laughter, and all blessings of the universe.